Hi, and welcome to the Four for Soaring podcast. This post was written back in April of 2018, and it's all about troubled waters and how not to get washed away, how to see and be the bridge. And so it's really all focused around the song Bridge Over Troubled Water by Paul Simon. It was written when he was listening to a great deal of gospel music. Was written as a little hymn, according to Simon. For me, it's the perfect backdrop to a number of situations I've encountered in the past. He starts his epic song with the words, "When you're weary, feeling small." And I really like John Legend's performance of this song. I'm going to play you a little bit of it. That is one of the most powerful renditions of that song I've ever heard. When you're weary, feeling small. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth than what Simon lamented, which was that he thought that the lyric was not detailed enough. He thought that the stroke of his songwriter's pen was too broad. And we know now nothing could be further from the truth, because this hits all of us at our core. Its simplicity is its beauty, because at our center, in one way or another, in this messy, broken world we live in, we hear our imperfect lives in that opening line. If this is true, and we are all always going to find ourselves at times down and out, with pain all around, how do we make it through? I got a joyous call one night from a friend. He's a big friend with big news about a bridge that was being built over his troubled waters. When I say this man is big, I mean he's big, not only in stature, his next football player, but in spirit, in voice, in humor, and most importantly, in faith. And just a few weeks before that phone call, the man was, as Simon put it, feeling small. A few weeks before that, I got a very different call from my friend. He described to me how he was taken down to his knees by a life event. He was down and out, and he described that he had at least 3 blindingly dark days before he called anyone. For a short time, he was breathless, answerless, and drowning in the midst of his troubled waters. When we're in these dark places, we have trouble seeing a bridge to the other side, let alone the other side. Like I said, my big friend was a big man of faith, and he was blessed to have 2 strong women who pointed him toward the bridge to the other side, praying for him before, during, and after his kneecapping situation. Despite this incredible support, my friend found himself for a short while where we all go, that place where there are no answers, no solutions, no end to the pain. And the first thing we need to acknowledge in those times is that we're not alone. Even if you don't believe in God or anything greater than yourself, the reality is you're not alone. You're never alone. True, my faith tells me that, but I always have been made to belong way before I ever believed. And one thing I've always known, but used to have a hard time admitting, is that if I will just let people in, there are folks who want to surround me with love and compassion. There are escorts over the bridge. Which brings me to another friend of mine in another communication that same day. The wise person is much younger than me, but she'd already learned what it took nearly 50 years for me to figure out. Namely, that even when we are down and out and pain is all around, we're learning and we'll get used to learning later on. So even in the midst of our troubles, we're served best if we see the bridge being built. This friend shared the awesome story of her dying grandma who comforted her granddaughter while she was in the midst of caring for her in her grandma's final days on earth. She shared with me that her beloved Nana told her, "You're gaining a lot of experience through this." In other words, watching her Nana pass away, her Nana reached out and was the bridge for her, even in that moment. And Nana didn't mean that my friend was learning how to take care of a dying person. She meant that she was growing on an emotional and spiritual level. Yes, even in the midst of suffering, a bridge was being built. My friend shared this story with me because as part of not only her job, but who she is as a human being, she's called to comfort people every single day. She shared with me that she recently saw that her Nana was right. Since her Nana passed, she has been able to use that experience to relate and empathize better than ever before with people in similar situations. A bridge over troubled waters was built, and now she gets to be the bridge for others. It's funny, as I read this, that young woman has gone through more things, horrible things, things that no young woman should have to go through. And yet she still reaches out to others. She still loves on others around her. She still exists to be the bridge for others every day. And it's quite inspiring. Well, that's the story of two friends on the other side of the bridge, but I have several other loved ones that are right in the midst of troubled waters today. One that can barely make out the bridge in the distance, although she feels she'll drown at any moment, and another two who just plunged into the stormy sea of loss and pain and are gulping water fast. Each of these folks is relying on God and those around them to help them find their way. It's painful to watch someone you love go through these trials. One of the benefits of getting older is that you start to see the patterns and you start to get comfortable in the knowledge that there is always another side. There is always a bridge. I'll bet you know, even in your darkest times, that you're better when you let people help you, when you don't try to go it alone. My wager is that you know deep down that there is hope, even in the midst of sorrow, and that there is always an other side to cross over to, and always a bridge you can cross. Of course, as a believer, I think God sent us the ultimate bridge to lay himself down over our troubled waters. And we just celebrated that gift recently when I wrote this. It was a Easter gift that past Sunday. His name is Jesus. I rely on him now to be that bridge when times get rough. If you don't know him or feel like you've never met him, let's just agree that you'll be better served if you seek someone or a group of someone's out there to be the bridge you need when you are hurting. Ultimately, what I've learned is that the true keys to success in surviving troubled waters are found in two things. First, see the bridge. It's critical to remind yourself in the midst of trouble that there is a bridge, even if it's hard to see sometimes. And second, be the bridge. When someone else is hurting, they need someone to be the bridge for them. Be courageous and start showing up for people. Even if it's out of your comfort zone, you don't have to have all the answers. Sometimes the best bridge is the one that just sits there, sturdy, trustworthy, allowing time for you to pause and look over the edge while keeping you safe with its guardrails, quietly conveying you to the other side when you're ready. Thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for the next episode of the 4 for Soaring podcast. And don't forget to see and be the bridge. Thank you once again for joining us on the 4 for Soaring podcast. If you'd like to support us, there are some simple ways to do that. You can become a Patreon. You can go to our Patreon page. Or you can do a one-time donation via PayPal. Actually, all of the 4 for Soaring content and ways to get into this are all on our link tree. And that's at linktr.ee/4forsoaring. Thank you for joining us.